Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Meanwhile, Donnie, so I was kicking this around. The logical offshoot of all of this optimism and fun talk about Paul Skeens and the fact that Paul Skeens is this, that, and the other thing. He's the whole truth. He looks like he's going to slam open the Pirates window for as long as he is here. Has been sort of the negative current running counter to that of, well, he'll only be here for 5 or 6 years. Then he's going to either get traded or they'll let him walk and he's going to be a Dodger or he's going to be a Yankee or whatever. Let's play a little hypothetical game. Say you wanted to forestall that for a 22-year-old pitcher who, by the way, because he's going to win the Rookie of the Year, I mean, it would take an injury, which would set this whole thing on its ear. He's going to win Rookie of the Year if he's anywhere near the player he has been. Imanaga from the Cubs is just not in his league right now, and he's also another example of a guy who's pitched professionally before and is coming over in his later 20s.
Yeah, and he's fallen off a little bit.
He has fallen off. Skeens is now the clear betting favorite to do that. He's the third favorite in the NL to win the Cy Young. He'll get the year of service time if he's top two Rookie of the Year, and he's already a Super 2 player. So now the question has become, it's come out there, I think I talked to Pomp about it last night on the sports call, like what kind of a deal would you be trying to do with this guy? And I said at the start of the show, I'd be talking to him right now if I were the Pirates. He is not a Boris client, so we know with any Scott Boris client, they are going to hit free agency. Scott Boris's like pillar of negotiating is, don't even bother asking my client about a deal to buy out years of free agency. They are going to free agency. Gerrit Cole was a Boris guy, for example. Here is a deal I would do right now. Now, I don't know. I'm not talking front-loaded, back-loaded, however it would look. I'm just saying this is what my years would be and this is what my number would be, and I am very serious about this. I would offer Paul Skeens today, I'd be comfortable offering 10 years, $400 million right now. You buy out 4 years of free agency with that. So he is a Pirate until he's like in his early 30s. You are courting, yes, the risk of arm injury at some point. I think that is a more minimal risk with him. Not so much because he's a big-bodied guy, because we've kind of seen it proven that those guys aren't necessarily more or less prone to arm injuries than other people. Like Charlie Morton's a big dude. He had Tommy John. I just think that he hasn't had a ton of tread taken off that arm yet. He throws very hard, yes. But he is a big guy, and he hasn't been an exclusive like traveling league pitcher his whole life, where he's been throwing inning after inning after inning. I think, if anything, he feels like, if you look at his profile and how they've tried to handle him and everything about him, like a guy that you would hope is going to have a pretty injury-free 20s, and if they're going to crop up, it'll be later in his career. I would offer him $40 million annually, 10-year deal, $400 million right now, and I would say, even if it blew up in the Pirates' faces and he became hampered by injuries, I would be okay with that. I would say that's them playing serious baseball off the field.
Yeah, I would co-sign that with you. I mean, hell, even if he wants a little bit more, I would throw it his way. Because the only thing that I think can derail him is injuries. I don't think that anything with his ability will be able to derail what this guy is doing. I don't think there is... You know, sometimes we see guys hot out of the gate. The Pirates have plenty of examples of players, even in the last few years. They do something, we latch on to it. We think, just think how much better this guy's going to get, and we don't see that. We see more of a regression than a progression. With Skeens, even if he, let's say he doesn't even progress from where he is right now. Right now, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already the man at the top of the mountain.
Yep.
So he could pitch the exact way he's pitching right now, and it would not matter to me. It's not like we have to worry about him getting that much better. Yeah, the fear would be there, like, okay, well, you know, he could get worse. I know we're all very excited about him. He's not even a dozen starts in. I just don't see that happening. Like, I don't see him.
He checks every box
anytime soon.
You can't predict this stuff. If you could, you'd be a millionaire or a billionaire, because you'd just be able to bet on everything every year, or you'd be the best executive in the sport if you had a true feel for how good somebody was going to be. But everything about the way he carries himself, I do think the physical stature helps. I mean, I will say that there's no proof that like a bigger guy will avoid arm surgery, but it's less. I think it looks like less effort for him to throw the ball very hard than for Jared Jones, who's much smaller than he is, and puts everything he's got behind every single pitch that he throws. I just think it's very obviously easier for him to throw the ball harder, more regularly, for a long time. And he's such a serious dude. I think you are probably going to get your money's worth. I also think, too, if you offer that deal, like, even if you're the Pirates, here's something I'll say. If you're the Pirates and it gets out there credibly, that deal has been put forth to Paul Skeens. 10 years, $400 million, right? Industry insiders are saying it is a deal. It is absolutely out there. It is on the table. One, I actually think it'd be win-win. I don't think people would necessarily turn on Skeens if they found out he turned it down, because he's so good, people would say, hey, he wants to test the market. If you're the Pirates and it gets out there that deal was actually floated by you, this hypothetical, you much more seem like a team that's willing to play ball in that sense. Like, it's nice that they gave Brian Reynolds a 9-figure contract. If it comes out, like the Rays gave, I know this guy's going to go to jail for a very long time, probably the rest of his life, Wander Franco. They gave him, what, almost $200 million? I think the Royals just gave Bobby Witt Jr. something like $200 million. You double that for the best pitcher in baseball, you at least, and it is leaked out there credibly that the offer has been made, which, you know, people are going to choose to believe that or not believe that. I think you just put yourself in a position as a franchise where you seem much more like a big-time operation by doing that. And you'd buy out a real amount of free agency. Are you assuming risk? Because what if he gets hurt? You're on the hook for $40 million a year or whatever, however it would be structured. Sure. But that's a risk I would be willing to take.
Yeah,
it's not 100%. My money, but I just think that's cost of doing business. I would love to know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and find out if they actually have offered him anything, like have approached him about something. Because he's going to make a boatload in arbitration. People might say $40 million a year, Chris. Like, you really need to give him that much? He is going to make a bleep ton of money in arbitration if he is this kind of pitcher. Like, his arbitration number is going to be in the mid-20s, I bet, he's in, like, his second or third year of
and
it.
And just wait till he hits actual free agency.
He's going to be, we've said this, we think he could be a $55, $60 million a year pitcher by then. Yeah, if he's injury-free and he continues to look like this, somebody will back up a truck to pay him. Coming up, will the Pirates have the heart to try to do it? Speaking of heart, by the way, Donnie, UPMC Health System wants you to know that your heart care, guess what, pal? It matters. Get that ticker checked. You, me, everybody else out there, trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.